morning. This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Cameron Henry, ADC number 267222. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, and I will be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Henry is 28 years old and currently serving a 9.25-year sentence for possession of narcotic drugs for sale, class 2 felony, repetitive, that is, several grams of heroin. On August 25, 2011, Scottsdale Police Detectives assisted Maricopa County Adult Probation with a probation search of Mr. Henry's residence. An officer observed a digital scale, a white spoon, brown residue, and a stack of square-cut papers on the nightstand that belonged to Mr. Henry. There were multiple colored balloons on the desk in his bedroom. A full bottle was found in the defendant's bed, which contained over 4 grams of heroin. Mr. Henry admitted to the officers that he was addicted to heroin and could not stop using, and he also admitted to selling the heroin that he makes a little money off the sales. Mr. Henry was on Maricopa County adult probation at the time of his arrest. He pled guilty and was sentenced on October 27, 2011. He's asking for a one-year reduction from his prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an unreleased credit date of August 16, 2019. If this reduction is granted, Mr. Henry's community sentence begin date will be propelled to July 21, 2018. The purpose of Mr. Henry's request for commutation is based on his assertion that his crimes were driven by his drug addiction, that he has received effective treatment, and has committed to a drug-free lifestyle. He's remorseful for his crimes and takes full responsibility for his actions. He's completed considerable programming in ADC. He's had limited discipline from 2011 to 2015 with his last infraction upheld on January 2, 2013, a major for disorderly conduct. He has no letters of support from family, friends, or the community. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Henry's sentence was excessive, said charge carries a minimum sentence of 6 years, a presumptive sentence of 9.25 years, and a maximum sentence of 18.5 years. Considering that Mr. Henry was a repeat offender and on probation, he pled to the presumptive sentence. I do not find his sentence as excessive, although I believe he should be commended for his drug addiction rehabilitation, and that's where I will begin the discussion. Any input from fellow board members? First of all, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is I make a motion not to pass Mr. Cameron Henry, ADC number 267-22, to Phase 2.
Agree.
To repeat, the board has voted unanimously not to pass Mr. Cameron Henry, ADC number 267-22, to Phase 2, and this concludes our hearing.